Rock 107 WIRX. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
That's like Arnold and Cookie Monster. Like, I don't know. 8:10, quick look at your forecast for today. Cloudy to start, but it's going to turn into a beautiful day. Sunny in the afternoon, high of 69. Tonight, clear, cooler, low of 52. Tuesday, sunny, warmer, high of 76. Wednesday, sunny, 74.
I'll take it.
Gorgeous. Right now, it's WTF and it involves dynamite. Oh. Boom!
This is WTF of the Day on the Plan B Morning Show. Brought to you by Henry's Hamburgers.
I don't feel like I should have to say this, but after reading this story, don't have random sticks of dynamite laying around your house.
Probably not.
Not a good idea. So there was a power outage in Bridgeport, Connecticut on Thursday night after some severe thunderstorms. Mm-hmm. Okay, pretty typical stuff. Yeah, yeah. Had it happen. Well, a 30-year-old woman went to light a candle. Obviously, the power was out. Light a candle.
Yeah, yeah.
That's smart. But it turned out to be a stick of dynamite.
Ah, no.
And it exploded in her hands. She suffered some severe injuries, including blowing off several of her fingers. So the big question is, why were there sticks of dynamite in her house?
Mm.
Is she Wile E. Coyote? What the hell is she doing?
Nice.
Just got her Acme set over there trying to catch the Roadrunner. What is she doing?
Exactly.
Apparently, she and her husband bought the place a few years ago, and the old owners left them behind. Okay, so they bought the house from Wile E. Coyote.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. Now I understand. So when the power went out on Thursday, they didn't have any other candles, so they remembered the ones that they saw in the basement, which were actually sticks of dynamite.
Blew her hand off, huh?
My God.
Well, I guess she won't be picking up any more dynamite.
I did.
You know, she got that going for her.
So everyone out there listening, if you're buying a house, you're in the process of buying the house, go out and buy some candles. And then also just look around, maybe check the attic, look in the basement, see if there's any dynamite just laying around.
Yeah. She was responsible and, you know, called the cops. You know, let's give her a hand. Let's give her a hand.
You know, I can't quite put a finger on it.
You know?
What exactly went wrong here?
Or two, or three, maybe four.
My God. Just dynamite in the house.
You know, at least she had the upper hand in the situation.
What a dynamite story. We'll be back.